Are you a bit emotional? The last home game of the season, and how's it gone for you? Has it gone quickly?
I think it's gone quickly and slow at the same time. It's been a, like always, it's a slog of a season, but it's come around quickly now. Last home game, like you say, on Saturday, so hopefully finish with a bang and a good result.
I'm sure you're there or thereabouts when it comes to nominations for Player of the Year. You'll be very modest about your performances, because when we spoke a couple of months ago on the phone, you said there's still a lot to improve. So how do you assess personally your form for Bristol City this season?
I think it's been a good start. I'm happy with the amount of games and stuff I've played as well. But there's always stuff to improve. But it's been a good start. Hopefully continue that into next season and strive on and strive for more better performance, more goals, more assists, and try and help the team that way. So, but no, like you say, it's been a good start. It's been a good season, personally for myself. But lots more to come.
Fans love your work rate. You can also play a variety of positions. What's your favourite position in the City midfield?
I think, like you say, just in the City midfield is where I'm happiest and most comfortable. I've played all the different sort of 10, 8, 6. I can adapt my game to any of them, so I'm happy either way, whatever the manager decides, really.
Yeah, because there's obviously defensive aspects to your games, but you never stop running and hassling defenders as well. So do you generally don't really mind whether you're classed as an attacking, a defensive midfielder, or a bit of both?
No, I think growing up, I've tried to be a bit of both, the box-to-box midfielder, and get forward, get back, score goals, defend the goal. But that's the way I try and be. Obviously, the game now is more specific into what positions you play, but I try and bring a lot of what I've done as a kid and going forward, getting back, and that's what you see in my energy as well. But I'm just trying to bring that to the group as well.
And there are still two games of the season to go, but how much confidence should we get from this run of form where you're unbeaten in six? It'd be fantastic to end the season unbeaten. Going into the summer, where Liam Manning's told us he's already planned your pre-season and bring on next season. Are you confident about City's ambitions longer term?
Well, we've got to be. That's why I've come here. I want to be successful. I know the club wants to be successful. I know the manager does as well. So, yeah, we'll go into hopefully finish, like you say, the last two games on a high. We want to go unbeaten into the pre-season and crack on, have a good pre-season, and then get straight into the games.
And are you looking forward to welcoming Max as a teammate in the summer, Max Bird?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Max is a great guy, first and foremost. And then he's a great footballer as well. Someone that's going to come into the group and take to the group really well. And I think the supporters and the club will benefit from that as well.
While we were waiting to speak to you, we were talking about Player of the Year. And I think the positive is that there's a number of candidates. Out of interest, who would you vote for as your Player of the Year? I think the players get a vote, don't they?
Yeah, the players get a vote. But I think we'll find out Saturday. I'll try and keep it quiet for now. But I think I know who I'll vote for. I'd be surprised if it wasn't him. But no, it'll be a good day Saturday, and hopefully a win to go with it as well.
Yeah, and to go out against a relegated Rotherham side, I think this is a good test, isn't it? Because next season, when you're playing teams below you in the league table, games like that, you'll have to win to be successful.
100%, and that's probably somewhere this season we could have done better against those teams down near the bottom and stuff. We know it's going to be a physical game now. Steve Evans gone in there, is it?
Yeah.
Rotherham's always a physical game anyway, so it's going to be a real test. We sort of trained like that today as well, and we just got to be ready for a right battle and then try and impose our game as well.
And does your season end at Stoke next week, or are there still some international games to get in before you have a proper rest and
there's,
break?
There's some internationals halfway through the off season, about June, I think. So hopefully I can and get a good call up and get some couple more games under my belt with the international scene as well.
Because each time there's an international break, you're called into the Ireland team and you're approaching, 30 caps already. I mean, just what does playing for your country mean for you, and what are the differences playing for Ireland on a Wednesday night compared to playing for Bristol City?
It's everything, to be fair. I've always said it wherever I've been. My international stuff and playing for Ireland is the pinnacle of a career, I think. So any chance I get to play for my country is special, especially at home in the Aviva in some great games as well. So I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully, like you say, I can just keep pushing on and get those caps rolling up.
And do you watch the Euros going tournament football? That's the real pinnacle. I mean, yeah. Dream of playing at the World Cup, for example.
100%. Getting to a major tournament is everything international-wise. And that's something we're striving for on the other end. But we just got to keep going. That's obviously a bit of a transition period now with looking for a new manager and stuff. So we'll see where that happens. And then we got some good games in September as well against England, I think. So it'll be good.
Okay, thank you. Nice to speak to you.
No worries.
For those on Max, how would you describe him as a midfielder for those who might not have watched him play?
Max is not far from maybe me. He's really energetic, gets around the pitch quite well. When I played him, he was always a bit of a deeper midfielder, but I know this season he's been playing as an eight and doing really, really well. So I know it definitely come in and play in one of those positions in midfield or try and get in one of those positions in midfield. But he's a great lad. He gives everything for the team, for the club when he's here. So it's going to be a great addition to the squad.
Because I guess you guys sort of grew up together from a point, because you were 16?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, you would have been around that age.
Yeah, we're the same age and came through as a scholars together, went into the reserves and then onto the first team together. So we know each other a good 5, 6, 7 years now. So we're really close now, and he's been asking me places to live and stuff like that. So now I'm looking forward to getting him here in pre-season, and all the lads will enjoy him as well.
Do you feel fully sort of crystallised?
That word, I don't know, but
you know, yeah, you feel like you've kind of like you're in a position now where you can,
yeah, well, you know. I think so. I know where I live and I know where the training ground is, that's probably the most of it. No, I really enjoy the city, the club, the city, the people have taken to me quite well as well, so I'm enjoying it, and I'm just trying to continue that as well and do as best I can.
I know Matty James is kind of the captain and the senior figure, if you like. You've worn the armband, I think double figures now. Is that right?
I'm not sure.
I think so.
A couple of times, anyway.
Getting there anyway. Yeah. How have you found it?
I've enjoyed it. I've tried to just play as I would anyway. It's a major honour, captaining the club, and I'm delighted that I get the chance to do this a lot of times so far this season. But like you say, I've been helped with the likes of Matty James, Andy King, Cam Naismith, Naki Wells. There's a lot of senior lads around the dressing room as well who you can bounce off. And it's more so, it's just about me doing myself and doing my job correctly whenever I get the chance. And then being the captain is a nice bonus as well.
Have you kind of, I'm not saying it's necessarily affected your performance or anything like that, but have you kind of approached match days differently as the captain in terms of what you're doing in the dressing room and stuff like that?
Not really. I think maybe that's one of the reasons that the manager has gave it me a couple of times, is I'm sort of just try and do as best I can no matter what situation I'm in, either from the captain or not. It's like I say, it's an honour to be captain, but it's not going to affect the way I try and play my game, and that's 100% every day.
And is it something, am I putting too much emphasis on it basically, like, is it something you'll kind of look to continue basically?
Yeah, of course. It's a special thing for me, especially for my family as well, to captain a club in the Championship, especially Bristol City. So no, I'm enjoying it. It's something I'd be looking to try and get more of next season, but that's not up to me.
In terms of your kind of role, and Rich touched on it, whether it's as a 10 or how would you describe your role in the midfield right now?
Probably more of a central midfielder, yeah. But I'm given the license, and that's down to the gaffer and the staff as well. They give me license to get forward and attack as well. But also, I need to get back as well when I need it. So, yeah, 6.5. 6.5 is not bad.
Because it's bit, you're kind of more involved, aren't you, than you were when you're a bit further up the pitch.
Yeah, of course. And that's something I really like as well. Yeah. You get on the ball a lot more. And that's just natural because you're closer to everything. You're getting on the ball. People are more angles towards you. So I've enjoyed it, especially, I don't know, when I went back in there. I've played the first game manager come in at QPR. And then from Leicester onwards, I've kind of played in there more so, and I've enjoyed it. It's been really good.
And playing along, you've obviously played alongside Matty, played alongside Joe. Kind of how have you found that, the different dynamics between those guys?
Yeah, they're both great, great footballers. Obviously, Joe gets around a lot more. He's a bit more like myself, and then Jamo's really, really controlled. He's a good head to have in there when things aren't going like your way in certain games. So he's definitely someone. They both bring their own different things, but they're both great at it as well. So it's been great to play with them both in there.
Are you particularly vocal on the pitch?
Yeah, I'd say I'm vocal. I try and be as vocal as I can because it helps me do a bit less running than's needed. So no, I'm probably a bit more vocal than most, but not overly to the fact that it affects me either.
And in terms of kind of your, because obviously the manager's big on the tactical work, you've kind of experienced lots of different aspects of that because of the positions you've played in. Yeah. Do you kind of feel you've improved on that?
I think so. I think the manager's been great. He gives you a lot of information. He tries to improve all the players. And then, like you say, with each individual position, there's a lot of information as well. So I think it's just another string to my bow, whether I play as a 10 or in the central midfield. I think I know exactly what I'm needed to do. And it's just about executing that as well.
And you've said before about goals, scoring more of them.
Yep.
Like, is there, like, when did you kind of like look at what you've done in that regard this season? How do you kind of feel about that?
I've scored a few. Probably overall, it's probably my best goal scoring or goal contribution season. So it's a positive, but I certainly know I've left a couple out there as well that I can improve on. And that's what you just got to try and keep doing every day.
And then are you kind of, I know, appreciate there's still two games of the season to go, but are you kind of looking to next season and kind of what the strides you need to take? Are you, I guess Ireland impacts that a little bit, but is there anything in the off season that you might do differently going into next season?
The off season is, you got to keep ticking over, I suppose, but it's more so trying to shut off as well. Mm-hmm. Getting that mental break, because it's like I say at the start of the interview, it's a slog of a season, and you need to switch off. And that's something I've kind of learned in the last few years playing Championship or League One last year. It's important that you get that rest as well throughout the season or when you can the off season, so you come back fresh and you're ready to go again.
And are you good at doing that?
I am for the first couple of weeks, and then you're sort of itching to get back on. So I'll try my best to get a couple of weeks, just rest and recover and go and get some sun, because we're not getting any here really at the moment. But I'm looking forward to a bit of a rest, but I'm looking forward to getting these two games done and finish strong.
Obviously this run's been great. It's kind of lifted spirits internally, externally, all that kind of stuff. Do you kind of look back on the season with regret at all, that things that were left out there? Like, how do you kind of, or just maybe you are where you are? Like, how do you as a player, how do you think the team looks at it in that capacity?
I think it's been a really good, well, finish so far. We've obviously got two games left, but I think, like you say, it sort of balances itself out, I think, throughout the season. You sort of go back from games and think, well, we should have done better there, we should have won that game, and then maybe some games you probably get a point or you get a result that you didn't deserve, but you're stuck in it. So I think it balances it out. But like I say, we've got to next season just bring that more consistency. Like, we've took some really, really good results off some top teams this year. It's just about consistently finding that performance-wise and the results will follow.
Which, and I've asked Mark Sykes this, I'm sure we've asked every player, and obviously it's a hard one to answer, but how do you do that?
Exactly. I think that's down to us individually, collectively, on the training pitch, being at it every single day. And that's harder than it seems, because it's relentless, it's a slog, it's tiring, but that's the mentality you need to be to get promoted or get in the playoffs. So that's what we're looking for.
Because this run has been consistent in terms of results, and by and large, most of the performances as well. Like, how much does confidence go into it? Or, because the manager's also talked about habits and like building habits leading to to create these kind of runs. Like, how do you see it? I know there's no magic formula as such.
There isn't. Like you say, confidence is key. And you see that in the last 6-7 games, really confident, playing well, and then getting the results. And then there's been periods where maybe you go a couple of games or a couple of games with a couple of defeats, and it's a bit edgy, you know, at the start of games, and that's just natural. Everyone goes through that, and especially in the Championship, anyone could beat anyone. So it's just the gaffer's right. Those habits are just constantly have to be on the money, and those habits will create performances, and performances get results more often than not.